Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. That's Joe and Kevin enjoying their mayoral conversations since, I guess, Kevin is council president now or will be, and you're mayor of Sham Dam?
Yes, yes, I'm sorry, but I was just offering Kevin some advice, and he was telling me a story. So
yeah, he's telling you to bug off.
Yeah, right. Your advice. Stop interfering with my work here.
Right, yeah. Kevin is a council leader in Good Danville. Man. If he's not already council president, he probably will be before long because he's a natural-born leader. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. We would just love to hear from you today. So welcome aboard. Happy New Year, sir.
Oh, well, happy New Year to you, sir. You're looking bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today,
and
ready for a brand new year. And may I say, you are strikingly handsome.
Thank you. You got it out of the way. You say it 12 more times, and you got your whole contract in
for
the year.
Oh, thank goodness.
So,
could I say it really fast 12 times now? Strikingly handsome, strikingly handsome, strikingly handsome.
No,
it doesn't count. Okay.
It's a 30-day
interval. All right, 30 days. All right,
every 30 days. It's like a punishment. You get 30 days.
No, it's more like a torture, but that's okay.
All right, well, welcome aboard. Joe McGranahan.
Yes, sir. Good to see you.
With us, and let's see, noteworthy weekend, anything fun?
Well, I got to spend time with my grandson.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, isn't it?
My youngest, my oldest one and my youngest one, so.
Isn't that a joy?
Yes, it is.
All right.
He's a good kid. Both of them are good kids. One of them talks a streak, and the other one babbles a lot.
Well, you two are made for each other.
Yes, I know. I babble, too.
Well, the let's see. The weekend was good at my end.
What did you do?
Everybody won the playoff games that I wanted to.
Really?
Except this darn Eagles. What a tremendous letdown. I couldn't believe the game ended. I was looking at it and looking at it and looking at it. And finally, my lovely bride said to me, Mark, it's over. It's final. They're not coming back.
Yeah, well, Carson Wentz went down again.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to spend more time out on injured reserve than he does in the games.
Well, yeah, I guess. But
and this time, there was no Nick Foles to bail them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get me started on Josh McCown. Though he looked good for most of the game, but on that final play, 4th and 7, you get sacked. Seriously?
Can't you run for your life?
Throw
or
the ball
or
away.
Something?
Give a receiver a chance to catch the ball.
Do something. Get something going.
But don't take a sack.
Well, the most exciting game, I think, definitely was the Saints and the Vikings.
Yeah, wasn't that exciting?
It was. I was hoping the Saints would win because I'd like to see them move on. But
I was glad they didn't.
No. I'm a Vikings fan. My brother lives not far from where they play, so.
Yeah, I like the Vikings. I'll be watching them. I kind of like Houston. Anybody who beats New England is fine with me.
No, I'm so okay with that, too.
I'm okay with Houston,
too. It was Tennessee
too.
That beat New England.
Oh, well, the Tennessee Titans. Thank you. I'm sorry. Where's
Houston,
my dumb
is it
brain?
Houston that goes up against the Ravens?
They beat the Bills.
They beat the Bills, and Houston goes up against the Ravens.
That is correct,
right,
yes.
Okay.
So, well, you know how closely I pay attention to this.
As a Pittsburgh Steeler fan, I cannot quite support the Ravens winning anything. But
agreed.
As my brother-in-law calls them, the rat birds.
I guess I'll root for the Vikings to go all the way. How about
all
that?
All right, well, whatever.
A lot of Green Bay fans around there. I was surprised to see people on Facebook yesterday saying, I can't wait till they meet the Packers, because that'll be the end of them.
Once the Steelers and the Eagles are eliminated, my interest is still there, but not very great. I mean, I just don't care who wins at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody but the Patriots.
Yes, as long as they're out. That was one of my great joys. The Patriots and the Cowboys, as long as they don't succeed.
Joe and I actually agree on something.
Anybody with the radio? Well, the funny thing was, my lovely bride, who doesn't watch football super duper closely, was looking at Facebook on Saturday after the Patriots fortunately got bonked out, and there was all this hate. You know, people say, "Oh, I'm so glad they're out," blah, and Brady this and Brady that. She says, "That's really unfair. What's wrong with the Patriots? They're a fine team." You know, I'm like, "Honey, there's a history. There's a history."
It's sad that they should be named the Patriots, because sometimes they're very unpatriotic in the way they cheat.
Yeah.
I understand they're going to be fined for videotaping the Browns. Was it the Browns sideline, I think, they videotaped?
Yeah. The Browns, the Bengals.
Bengals.
Or was
it
a Browns-Bengals game?
Yeah. So they videotape the sidelines. They're always looking for an edge. And it's always nice to see people who skate along the edge. And I particularly liked what the coach of the who beat them? I'm trying to think.
Tennessee
Titans. He pulled the same trick on Belichick that Belichick pulled earlier this year.
And Belichick was not happy.
No.
Like, how can you do that? He's talking to the refs. How can they do one of our tricks? Well, that's not cheating. That's just using the rules to your advantage. But New England,
I thought it was very clever. First you take a delay a game, and then you have one of your guys do a false start.
Well, how many outright cheating scandals has New England been guilty of?
Well, there
verifiable, findable.
Deflategate. Trying to remember what
they... Weren't they original people doing lip reading or
yes,
something?
Yes, they were doing lip reading.
Was that a finable offense, as you recall, or just
I'm not sure
careful?
If they're reprimanded or fined for
okay.
that. I know they've lost draft picks for things they've done.
Done, yeah.
Right.
They've been fined for things they've done.
Right.
Let's just say, being charitable, they pushed the envelope.
All right, so they're outright cheaters.
Yeah,
but
all
that's
right.
Their,
well,
and
that's
they're
their
out.
Shtick. Right, yeah, that's the important thing. So a little bit of Schadenfreude there, as they say.
Oh, that's so, German. Jawohl.
Yes. So, yep, you get what you deserve kind of thing. All right, so that is our football chit-chat for the morning. We got that out of the way.
Did that take the place of our levity?
It does. That was our levity.
That was it. Okay.
It was very
levitorious.
Levicious. Our lavishiousness.
Lascivious. That's another whole other topic.
No, we don't have any of that around here. All right. Let's see. What happened? In the news, we had U.S. Congressman Fred Keller honoring Richard Norman, Ray Ulrich, Donald Fulton, Harley Freed Jr., Donald Try, Pasquale De Luca, and Bobby Lizardi, Korean War veterans, over the weekend. So super to see that was happening. We also had in the news somebody fired a gunshot yesterday during a disturbance in Sunbury, so that's tough news.
He's still looking for the person who was bleeding.
Right. And there was a fight that preceded that, so the potential exists that the individual suffering from some sort of a fight-related injury.
And then last night was the Golden Globes.
Right. Yeah, you printed out something about that.
I did.
I saw some of the opening monologue. I thought, what is it, Richard Gervais?
Ricky
Gervais.
Gervais,
thank you. I'm sorry, I don't follow it all this junk closely, but...
Well, you got the last parts of it right.
Well, and I thought it was pretty funny picking on, said the license plate on his limo had been made by Felicity Huffman, who's in jail for the scandal.
Well, that's pretty funny.
Or was in jail. I think she got out.
Yeah, she's out now. I like what he told them to not talk politics when they came up and made their speeches, that they didn't know anything. What did he say? He said, he talked about... he called many of the stars of the room out for their relationships to large corporations like Apple, Amazon, and Disney. He said, Apple roared into the TV game with the morning show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing, made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. So you say you woke to the companies you work for, Apple, Amazon, and Disney. If ISIS had a streaming service, you would be calling your agents.
Yeah, and they don't laugh at these. And he says, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it anyway. I like that.
And then he said to Felicity Huffman, you all look lovely and all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo with a license plate made by Felicity Huffman. He said to the crowd, who cringed, it's her daughter I feel sorry for. That must be the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to her. And her dad was in Wild Hogs, so...
And Wild Hogs, that was the motorcycle movie where they went on a motorcycle?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a terrible movie.
Well... But in any event, I thought it was interesting that you told them, you know, to not come up and make a political speech. But some of them did.
Hmm.
You know, some of them still did.
What were they talking about?
Well, let's see. Some of them came up and urged all women to vote in the next election. Well, you know, that's
all right.
Yeah, that's sound advice. A couple of the others had something to do with something to say about the environment. A couple of them, one of the actresses actually cried on the red carpet about the wildfires in Australia. Although, when an actress cries, you never know whether it's out of conviction or whether it's a dramatic effect.
Okay.
So, and then, let's see, what is the other thing? He concluded his scathing monologue by warning the celebrities not to make any political or woke statements when accepting their awards. He said, "You're in no position to lecture the public about anything," he declared. "You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spend less time in school than Greta Thunberg." Nice to see a celebrity get it right for once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a nice job. I thought it was interesting.
He probably won't be invited back.
Well, yeah, he kept saying it's his last time. So I'm not sure if he was saying that because he chooses not to do it again, or they've had enough of being called out for the hypocrisy.
Well, the one thing they
hypocrisy.
Got the one thing they got right, and I can't recommend this movie highly enough. 1917 won for the best dramatic movie. I was fortunate to see it about a month before it was released. Yeah, I was
has
invited.
Has it come and gone from our area?
No, it hasn't even started yet. I don't think. I think it's coming this week. But it is an incredible movie. I would, you know, they always say things like Adolf Hitler meets the Three Stooges in describing the movie. This is kind of like Saving Private Ryan in World War I meets World War I.
Okay.
But it is an incredible movie, and the scenery, I don't know whether it's computer graphics or what they did, but they spared no expense making you feel like you were right in the middle of this thing. It's an intense experience. It's an incredible movie.
Is it coming to our area someday?
Yes, I think it's coming this week. It may have started today, or it may have started over the weekend, but it is coming.
It didn't start today because I looked at the local listing.
Okay. Yeah, I think it starts nationwide Thursday night, Friday morning.
Okay, yeah. This weekend. It is so worth seeing.
Well, I'll have to take my pop to the movies.
Oh, you will. You will definitely have to do that. It is just an incredible experience.
Okay, super. Boy, and Best Picture nod?
I would not be surprised if it also won the Academy Award
as
the Best Motion Picture of the Year.
Wow.
I mean, it's just...
Holy smokes.
It's hard to describe. I wouldn't want to give any of the plot points away, but it's just almost breathtaking in its scope. Mm-hmm. And in the way they immerse the audience in what's happening, it's just incredible.
All right, so that's the movie 1917 that won the Golden Globes. We would love your opinion about the aforementioned topics that we have discussed, the Golden Globes. If you wish to weigh in on that topic, feel free to. Not a lot of controversy last night. It was good to see that the host, Ricky Gervais, call out
You're
somebody's...
You're getting better at that.
Oh, still not perfect,
no,
though?
No, that was okay. Good, yeah.
Call out some of the hypocritical items, and plus when you see the celebrities talking about real national political issues, it kind of they're just using their platform.
I don't know. I like that line. My license plate was made. My limo's license.
That
plate
is
was
a
made
funny line.
Felicity.
That's universally funny. All right, 1-800-795-9565. You can talk about that. We are escalating tensions in Iran with an airstrike last week. You and I haven't had a
two
chance.
Emailers or a texter already on that topic.
Oh, on those topics. Well, fabulous. Okay. Well, and there's a lot of people talking in favor of what the president did, saying that it should be a great pivot point that can help the U.S. Other people say, well, you know, it's another step up the ladder of escalation. So your view on this, we would love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565. We're launching into the new year with an open phones segment. I know what you're saying. Well, weren't you here last week, 2 days? Yes, in the new year, yes. But this is the first full week of the new year. A lot of people going back to work today. So this is day back for some of the many lucky folks around here who got to take 2 weeks off. So 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can join the individual who has emailed us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can also text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We have talked about football. We talked about the Golden Globes. Now back to our more typical
political stuff.
Right. Start with a text first in.
Yeah, the text, one of the texters says, good morning. It's odd. The day Trump gets impeached, he starts a war with Iran. Well, it wasn't on the day he got impeached. He loves to divert the attention of all Americans from the facts. Now let's see if he can prove he had the right to attack without Congress approval. But you know what's interesting about that? And I knew this would happen, so I made it a point to look it up this morning. And it talks about President Obama's drone strikes. I mean, he was the king of drone strikes, and no one was complaining about his that I'm aware of. Were you? Did you hear anybody complaining about President Obama?
I complain about him. I just think there has to be, at some point in our U.S. lives, a de-escalation of violence in the Middle East. I know that we're a good police officer, and we're a moral force, and we're probably saving lives with all of our actions there, but as we have learned, and as we enjoy in an ongoing fashion, violence begets violence, and so...
Well, here's the story.
I don't favor that kind of stuff.
There were 10 times more airstrikes in the covert war on terror during President Barack Obama's presidency than under his predecessor, George W. Bush. Obama embraced the U.S. drone program, overseeing more strikes in his first year than Bush carried out during his entire presidency. A total of 563 strikes, largely by drones, targeted Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen during Obama's two terms, compared to 57 strikes under Bush. Between 384 and 807 civilians were killed in those countries, according to reports logged by the Bureau. The use of drones aligned with Obama's ambition to keep the war against al-Qaeda while extricating the U.S. military from intractable, costly ground wars in the Middle East and Asia. So President Trump launches a drone strike, targeted, very targeted, not, you know, no mass casualties involved, just the people that he intended to take out were taken out. And people are saying, oh, he's doing it to distract from impeachment. And we question whether or not he's doing this. He's now pushed us closer to war. But when Barack Obama was doing the same thing, oh, it was all peaches and cream.
Well, I think people who don't agree with that sort of thing were probably speaking out against. I don't know if Republicans are in that. They're usually the hawkish party for this sort of discussion. But this is exactly what you and I could have written this script if you'd have said, okay, let's suppose President Trump does a drone strike somewhere or a missile strike somewhere. What's going to happen? Well, Democrats are going to come out and say he's violated the War Powers Act and that he's overusing his power and that this is going to just cause...
Nancy Pelosi said she's going to introduce legislation to cut back on his powers.
Well, a resolution, yeah, but what power would that have?
Well, none. It wouldn't pass the Senate.
Right. So, well, even if it did, I mean, the president doesn't sort of listen to non-binding resolutions with any interest.
Well, I mean, let's face it. This guy,
interest.
Everybody concedes the world is better off without this guy around.
I don't know.
Oh, you think he should be staying and helping to kill American people?
Well, I think if you have a war criminal, there is the possibility, anyway, that maybe you can arrest them. You know, I'm not going to argue that the world's better off without them. That may be empirically provable, and that's fine. Again, I'm not arguing that aspect of this. In fact, I'm not even arguing against the drone strike. I just say...
Oh, go ahead. It'll make the show more interesting.
I just say that the fact that if you are violent, people will retaliate. Instability
so
in the Middle
Japanese
East
when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, we should have just said... Hey, geez, I wish you hadn't done that.
Oh, I think if our homeland is attacked, we should fight back. But
our homeland was attacked. They attacked an American embassy. That is our land. That is the United States territory.
Okay, but if you...
As much as Nebraska
right.
is.
Joe, listen, if you set up a tent in a tinderbox and suddenly it catch fires, that's your own dumb fault. You shouldn't be there. If the place is too dangerous, you shouldn't be there. What do you hope to accomplish? If all of the money that's spent on all of this military overseas were saved and either spent in the U.S. on other purposes or on our own security, it wouldn't matter what's happening overseas. Americans who travel overseas, of course, will be in danger, but that's what happens when you travel to risky areas.
Would you explain to me how sticking our head in the sand and pulling back into the United States of America, how does that make us more safe?
Well, I think if you used the billions, well, it's trillions now that we're
spending.
You're
not answering my question. How does that make us safer?
If we have even more homeland security locally?
Well, what homeland security? If we're not in foreign countries, we don't know what threats are out there.
Well, as you have aptly pointed out, I'm not saying that we shouldn't have any U.S. intelligence overseas. I'm just saying that military action overseas begets more violence. There's just no other way about it. I admire the president for pulling advisors out of Syria. That was a smart move because then we can start to get out of some of these endless wars. That's what he talked about. And there could be wisdom in what he said. You know, if you remember his remarks on Friday, he said, this isn't the beginning of an escalation. It's the end of one. And if that is true, that is going to be a remarkable statement, and it'll be a great pivot point for us. There's just no
I think he's,
no other
he's
way
demonstrated
it.
Great restraint. I mean, he could have done a lot of other things that he didn't
Oh, my gosh, yeah, with his he's so wild all the time. You're probably right. Yeah, probably advisors have said you can't just go bombing other countries' embassies or, you know, the whimsical things that he wants to do.
You call bombing embassies whimsical. Okay.
Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
No, if our people weren't there, they'd be safer here. I feel no threat for being attacked by any of these immoral people or any of them. I feel no threat here in the United States. And, yeah, so we keep sticking our nose in these things and then go, oh, my, you hurt us, you hurt it. Well, why not? I mean, why are we butting in? You know, the Iraqi people voted, I think, yesterday to expel us from the country. Good. Thank goodness. I hope their president signs it. We ought to pack up our dogs, our people, our everything, and come home. We don't have to have a physical presence in every country in the world. It benefits them far more than it benefits us. And to the Americans who choose to travel or do business in these dangerous places, you assume that risk. And you're not going to displace the responsibility for that risk onto our sons and daughters or in grandchildren. You assume that risk. You're the one that profits. You're the one that assumes the risk. If you don't like that assumption, then come home or go someplace else.
Cindy, oh, so naive. We are the world's moral police. We must make everyone behave like us.
We on what foundation? You know why they're doing this? Because there are corporations who want to profit. When they make this euphemism of American interests, what they are really saying is corporations, many multinational, who have a presence there and feel threatened by the behavior of and the atrocities. I get that. So then leave. You know, you're not in any danger doing business here in the United States. Bring your company back here.
So how do you equate 9/11 with that philosophy?
That was a very rare occurrence. And frankly, Joe, we never attacked the country that sent 15 of the 19 terrorists.
Oh, no, there are friends,
right. But, I mean, we...
So, you know, let's not go to 9/11 because that is just the most ridiculous hypocrisy ever. So what happens is you're mad at me and so you go beat up my brother. I mean, that's what essentially happened. And let that be a lesson to me. That's ridiculous. I mean, it would have been one story if we had taken out the country with the majority present. That would have been one story. But I'm not sure that an individual's behavior then drags their entire nation into a war. I don't believe that. My bad behavior in Belgium shouldn't mean the United States has to attack Belgium or Belgium has to attack the United States. You hold individuals accountable, not whole countries accountable.
Well, unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way. I mean, the people over there now are spouting they want revenge.
By whose obligation?
They want revenge against America, people who didn't do anything
get out,
about it.
And then they can try to revenge us from, you know, there. What is it, 10,000 miles? Good luck.
Well, yeah, the world's a lot closer today.
I know you're of the philosophy, the Bush philosophy of, if we don't like the look in your eye, we're going to knock you silly. I don't
believe
that.
That's my philosophy.
We don't have that premise here in this country. We don't knock people silly because we don't like the look in their eye here.
That's
under
not
what authority,
my philosophy,
then,
Cindy.
Do we do this to other people?
Cindy, there's a big difference between just knocking somebody in the eye, as you put it, because you don't like the way they look, and defending our American values, our American ideals, our American soldiers, our American diplomats overseas. You know, look at all the trouble Hillary Clinton got into in Benghazi.
All we have to do, you know how we get those people safe, Joe? Bring them home. Bring them home.
Aren't we better off fighting?
If corporations want to do business in those countries, they assume that risk. If Americans want to travel in those countries, they assume that risk. Does anybody really believe that those three people who claim they could find nowhere else on Earth to hike than the mountains between Iraq and Afghanistan and got themselves captured, do you really believe they were there innocently? I can think of a billion other places to go for a walk. We harm ourselves when we are perpetually shoving ourselves down other people's throats. I don't want to live like you do, Joe. I don't want to go see movies every weekend. I don't care about football. And you can put up with me, right? And I can put up with you.
Thank you so much, Cindy. Really appreciate the call.
We're out of time, but I can't explain to her why I can't put up with
her. Well, because your view lacks common sense, so it's hard to articulate, but that's okay.
Well, I was going to explain my position, but we're out of time.
But you'll have an hour. You have 50 minutes coming up, at which time you can explain why placing ourselves in harm's ways can actually help us. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe is across from me. And Mr. Rob Center is at the proper spot for fabulous producers to do their fantastic work. So we appreciate his help and hard work. Joe McGranahan is our co-host. The Sunbury Motor Company is our sponsor. Let me tell you, the Sunbury Motor Company is a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury. And Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is a place where you can visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. And you can also get pumped up with nitrogen. They'll pump you up with nitrogen. They specialize in all kinds of service on vehicles, state inspections, body work, towing, car wash. Again, the nitrogen for tires is available there. They are open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. That's where you can see all of their inventory of brand new vehicles, plus pre-owned vehicles are there. Plus, if that doesn't satisfy, you can build a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications at the Sunbury Motor Company. They would just love to have a good chit-chat with you. Contact the Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com, their website. You are welcome to call us now, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the U.S. Drone strike that took place, or missile strike that took place in Iraq, that took out an Iranian military leader, and all the escalation that goes from that. Of course, getting kicked out of Iran, getting, everything's kind of spiraled from there. But mostly war of words. We don't see too many other individuals injured yet. I understand there were some bombings in the Green Zone yesterday, but not quite sure who was a victim there. That's the question. Should we have done that? Should the president have done it? Is this the natural consequence of that? Is this us standing up for our sovereignty, or just trying to be the world's police officer and going around the globe saying that we are the people who are in charge around here? We'll tell you what your morals and values should be. So give us a buzz, 1-800-795-9565. And we do have some vibrant discussions underway, thanks to our email in basket. So We'll keep that discussion. We would invite you to check in. You can text us at 70236. For Text Connect members, just reply to a previous message. All right, brief news headlines. U.S. Congressman Fred Keller presented Korean Ambassador of Peace medals at an award ceremony Sunday near Selens Grove. The medals were for seven Selens Grove era Korean War veterans. They are Richard Norman, Ray Ulrich, Donald Fulton, Harley Freed Jr., Donald Schry, Pasquale DeLuca posthumously, and Bobby Lizardi posthumously. Keller tweeted, quote, "I was honored to present the seven Korean Ambassador for Peace medals today at the Selens Grove VFW. We will forever appreciate the service and sacrifice of these and all of our brave veterans and active duty soldiers and their families," unquote. The presentation was the medal. It's an honor from the Embassy of the Republic of Korea for veterans who served in the Korean War. No arrests have been made, and no injured person has turned up in the shooting early Sunday in Sunbury. The incident was centered in the 600 block of Market Street. Sunbury police issued a news release describing an overnight gunshot. Interviews with several people of interest, but no charges filed. The chief, Brad Harris, said around 1 a.m. near Gas House Alley, about 30 individuals were involved in that incident. Now that the new year is underway, two of the Montour County commissioners have announced this will be their final term. Here's Ken Holdren.
I thought there were just too many things that were in the midst of being great things for this county, and I wanted to see them through to fruition. I, like Trevor, will go on record today that this will be my last term as well. I think two terms are enough. So we got a lot we got to get accomplished in this next term, and at the end of it, I think we're going to have a lot of great things to look back on.
Commissioner Trevor Finn also said this will be his last term. They're just starting another four-year term. This will be his last. Dan Hartman made no such announcement and said his first term, this is his second term, he said his first term is essentially a residency, and now he's up to full stride. Among their projects, consolidating county offices, selling some older buildings, and perfecting the joint 911 center between Columbia and Montour County. And let's see, find something that Joe would find interesting. How about this? A well-known truck and trailer rental company has announced plans to stop interviewing and hiring nicotine users, including people who use e-cigarettes and vaping products. The Arizona Republic reported Wednesday U-Haul International approved the nicotine-free policy set to go into effect February 1st in 24 states where the company operates, or 21 states, rather. So, pardon me, company officials say people hired before the policy goes into effect won't be affected. Officials say the company expects to be nicotine-free hiring policy in place to create a healthier corporate culture. Officials say the company employs about 30,000 people around the U.S. and Canada. Wow, U-Haul's got a lot of workers.
Yeah. Well, if they're paying for your health insurance or any part of it, I think they've got a vested interest in making sure that you stay as healthy as possible.
But aren't e-cigarettes good for you?
Oh, right. Yeah, they're great.
Oh.
No, okay. Why do you think they're trying to ban it? The Trump administration is
just the sweet, sugary ones because they attract teenagers.
Well, the tobacco ones, I guess they're allowing, but that's, I guess, some sort of a gift to the industry at this point, right?
Oh, is it okay?
I'm not certain.
1-800-795-95.
I don't vape, so I really have no dog in that fight.
What is it that you are addicted to? A single cup of coffee a day doesn't count for an addiction.
Diet Pepsi, caffeine-free.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What do you find in that? It's just colored water.
That's what my wife says. How can you drink that? It's colored water. Well, I like it.
Well, why don't you have a good cup of tea or something instead?
Ugh.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the number we gave out, and Lance dialed it up. Good morning, Lance. Thank you so much for checking in. You're on the mark.
Okay, I'm proud to be doing it, too. But I want to get into what I had called on Friday, got cut off about to also. But we were talking about our country tending to its own knitting. I remember years ago there was a fellow who was giving a tend-your-own-knitting tirade to my father. And what he said was, you know, our country attempted to do that many years ago, which is about 20 years at the time. And he said, yeah, he said, and what happened? He says, well, history calls it World War II. And that's exactly what happened. And you remember Kennedy's speech about going anywhere to, go anywhere, pay any price, et cetera, in order to stop what happened, basically World War II, which he was right in the middle of.
Defend every friend, oppose every foe.
Yeah, I knew our resident historian would remember all of that.
He's just a history buff. And not even that good a one, really. He's slipping. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's how that all started. But when I started to call about on Friday, it was the Convention of States. Mm. I mean, what this is like to me is you have a cardiac patient, and all he needs is some stents, and the doctor's prescribing open heart surgery. I mean, okay. This is really what it's all about. Now, when we wanted to limit the president to 2 terms, it didn't take that long to do it. But basically, what I've been able to read is they realized just how inbred and corrupt the Roosevelt administration had become and how much awesome totalitarian power that it wielded. And a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle who wanted to get out of that. Because if he didn't like it, we're done. And he had all that power from all those years of being in office. So that was something there.
Are you okay? Okay, are you listening, Joe?
I am, but Denise just handed me an on the mark tumbler. I'm examining it.
I already have mine.
Okay, well, okay. Please do. Please do.
And anyway,
also sometime I'd like to know all of the executive orders that Eisenhower rescinded that were from Roosevelt. I would really like to really examine, you know, what they were all about. I've heard very little thing about it, and I thought you maybe as a historian could come up with something.
About what again? Run that by me.
The executive orders.
Oh, executive
Eisenhower
orders.
Rescinded, you know, that were there from Roosevelt.
Well, a lot of them had to do with things that were important during the war that no longer were really important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and that's could be... Now, Mark, the unplanned movie?
Yes, I have it on my desk.
All right. Well, what do you think? What did you think about the 90 seconds in there showing a little baby being ripped apart?
Oh, well, that was a dramatic depiction. It's pretty grim stuff. There's no argument about that. But, you know, people have the right to choose in the U.S., so I certainly am not swayed by the fact that we have an opportunity to choose in the U.S., and women have a right to take care of their own bodies, so that's...
That wasn't her own body, though. That was...
No, she's watching someone else, right, okay.
Human being.
Right.
I mean, when does anybody ever get that? I mean, that's it. If we were doing that, let's say, to dogs... You know, we didn't like the color that the dogs were inside the womb, and we did an evacuation like that. You think people be crazy?
Some would,
well,
sure.
I know they would.
Sure.
Well, heck, here's a hog operation, how they dispatch the runts of the litters right when they're born. It's with a hammer. And they have people who are apoplectic, you know? And here
that's
we are
apoplectic.
Doing something that's... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Apropos is an entirely different word.
If you get a chance to correct the friends around, the adults around you, Joe, please do so.
I do. You don't mind, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. But don't you think it would be? Or would it was horses? Sure we would. But it's human beings. I mean, wow.
Well, in the U.S., women have the right to choose. You know, I've told you before, I am pro-life. I wouldn't do an abortion. I don't advocate. I think they should be rare and legal. But at the moment in the U.S., women have the right to choose what they do to their own bodies, including allowing a child of a certain young age to go to full term.
Well, do you support taking that right away from them?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, then you are in favor of
it's
of abortion.
I'm not. I don't know. It's almost like a form of slavery when you take over a woman's body and says, "Okay, here's what you like." It's like when Fred Keller wanted women to—they have to look at the screen to see their babies. You know, I mean, that's another form
prior
of torture.
Prior to an abortion,
right? What? So they have to see the ultrasounds. That's wrong. Or they had to have the transvaginal ultrasound. He and Linda Schlegel-Culver wanted that. So I just think a woman has a right to choose. It sounds perfectly. It's
she has a right to choose
right.
Without any influence at all being placed upon her to make a decision one way or the other.
Well, if you want to enact some influence, I guess you can do somehow, or, you know, some way or some information.
But that's what they're opposing. They don't want to have to do
right.
that.
I gotcha.
I can understand why, because you might change your mind.
Absolutely. Okay, Lance, what else?
I mean, look, well, you know, the deal is, though, isn't that kind of like signing a contract before you read it? I mean, shouldn't you know what you're doing first and then? I mean, that's the only thing I
would. No, I signed mine before I realized I had to say Mark was strikingly handsome once a month.
Yeah, now look at him. All right, thank you so much, Lance. All good
questions.
We're
way behind on our texts and emails and all the other stuff we've got going on here.
Appreciate the call.
One of our emailers says, one of your callers has to realize the world is not flat. That ship has sailed. And then in her pontification, mentioned that she would could think of a billion places to walk. That statement kind of negatively reflects on all her thoughts or points. Essentially, nobody can think of a billion of anything.
Okay.
All right.
And that pops up.
And let's see. Where was all this alleged Trump toughness when Mohammed bin Salman ordered the murder of Jamal Khashoggi? Or when Kim Jong-un's North Korean regime killed Otto Warmbier? Why did he not completely or not act comparably in either of those cases? Is there more to that?
Yep, right there.
Okay. Now suddenly this impeached president said serial draft dodger makes a decision that, according to the New York Times, horrified many of his own advisors and does so without congressional approval. And the conservative reaction? To continue drooling all over themselves as they smooch his oversized rump and praise his toughness. Absolutely disgusting.
Can't hit the X at the top.
And what's funny about that is has no problem with what Barack Obama did. That was okay. I'm trying to hit the delete button, and you keep moving the mouse.
And X the whole email out.
Okay.
Upper right corner is next.
And dear leader ordered the assassination of a high-ranking Iranian without congressional approval, later threatened war crimes on Twitter by saying the U.S. would bomb cultural sites if Iran retaliates, deployed 3,000 soldiers who will certainly be in the line of fire, and then took his fat patoot out of the golf course at the American taxpayers' expense again.
Out on the golf course.
Yes, and of course Barack Obama didn't play any golf. He didn't spend any time on the golf course. You know, this is kind
of... And if you saw him playing, he took it out on the golf course, I might add.
I love this. Saying the U.S. will bomb cultural sites. He didn't say they would. He said they could be on the list of targets. I love how the people on the left just take everything he says, even when there's a caveat to it, or he doesn't say completely, just says we might, or this might be an option. Oh, he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Well, that's the nature of our arguing today. We are certainly not the better angels that we spoke of last
The better
year.
Angels of our nature?
Right.
Abraham exactly. Lincoln would be hard-pressed to find them today.
Right.
Of course,
not.
They didn't exist in 1861 either.
And they don't now. 1-800-795-9565. We're talking about the U.S. attack on Iran, and we'd love to get your opinion. We also talked about, very briefly, the movie Unplanned and abortion, so that is always a perennial topic of discussion here. 1-800-795-9565 is the open line. Do you think the president did the right thing? Call and say so. A lot of people think he did, and they're on his side. Probably the predominantly majority of people around here. He's got more supporters than detractors for the most part. He also has a lot of folks that say it's just another escalation of violence. That's my view on this, but we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
That's Mr. Rob Center on the tom-toms there. He's doing a super job.
Yes, he is.
I agree. He's very musical. 1-800-795-9565. Thank you, Rob. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. We've got a couple of topics going here. The unplanned movie, which is a fact-based depiction of one woman's significant change of occupation from supporting Planned Parenthood to opposing it. Mr. Lance had a copy, so I looked at that, and that prompted a discussion about abortion. Earlier today, we talked about Iran and the U.S. airstrike that took place in Iraq. So, 1-800-795-9565, if you'd like to weigh on these good topics. Joe, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the mark.
Thank you. Good morning, man. Yeah, I just wanted to, for Mark, to follow up where you didn't get a chance to explain, and it would help me. I am with Lance's comment about the abortion. I agree with Lance on many things, and abortion is, you know, one, but I didn't see the movie. I don't know if I would have the nerve to, but if Mark could just explain when he said a woman has the right to do with her body, and Lance said, well, that's not her body. That is an independent human being who is nurtured as a baby. That's the way of a lot, you know. So if you can just explain, other than saying it's legal in the United States, we, even people who are against abortion, know it's legal in the United States. But how can you say that that's an that's the woman's body? And it's a simple, basic question. I think that would clear up a lot of things for me, if you can explain how when she destroys what is a life.
You're saying the baby is not in a woman's body. It's this independent, you know.
It's a nurtured in a woman's body.
Right. It's a U.S. citizen that's free on its own, has an ID card, and so on.
Go ahead.
Look, women have the right to the abortion in the U.S. There's no argument about that.
I understand that.
Perfect. Okay. That's my stance on this.
You know, and that life is conceived, and it starts out as two independent cells, and then it's one cell, and that one cell's genetic makeup is different than the father's and the mother's. That's an independent, or a different, totally different being, living organism at the time of conception, right? I mean, if you agree, you can. I'm overstepping my understanding, but that is if you would look at the DNA after the moment of conception, it would not be the mother's DNA. It wouldn't be exactly like that. So it has to be something different. It's an independent life that nature, if you want to say nature, or some people would say God, put that there. That's the way that life starts. It has to be nurtured somewhere. We're not like birds where it's in an egg outside protected by a shell. Nature or God itself decided that this is the best way, you know, to bring that baby at 9 months and then could be born. But it's just the basic question. If you think that's part of the woman, you have a better argument, that's for sure. But if that's an independent baby that's placed there by nature and a living independent organism and you can kill it, well then, you know, that's a different argument. But if you just let me know personally, like, how you can justify if that's part of the woman, let me know how that is, or that she is nursing it or nurturing it, that's for sure.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for your questions.
Sure.
Appreciate the call. Anybody else want to weigh in on this? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are currently talking about abortion. All of our texts and tweets
were on another topic.
Relate to Iran. So I guess I'll give a brief answer to the question, and we can move on. In the U.S., it is legal for an individual to have an abortion if she so chooses. I am not saying that that is right or wrong. I'm just arguing that in the U.S., despite the withering opposition from many, many places. It is perfectly legal for a woman to do that. I'm not pro-abortion. I don't think if it were up to me, I wouldn't have one, and I wouldn't advocate that any woman that I know does. But I'm simply arguing that it is the law of the land in the U.S. People who are in charge of these kind of things have decided that it's legal. So I'm simply standing up for the fact that it is legal in the U.S. I'm not saying that it should be. I'm not saying that that there's, you know, a person inside the woman or anything like that. I'm just saying that it is legal for a woman. That's my argument. You can read all you want back into it if you want to, but that's all I'm arguing. Joe, start in the upper right-hand corner and go clockwise.
Well, actually, I'll go clockwise and across because they're kind of related. They're from the same texter or emailer. It says, Joe, Trump's tweet says those cultural sites will be targeted, not might will. That would be a war crime. Not really.
They will be. No, he said they will be.
Secretary Pompeo made it quite clear that the United States will behave lawfully.
Oh, I see.
We're not
okay. Well, the president is vague on
and
that.
And it's the one thing that we do subscribe to talks about historical sites. It doesn't say cultural sites. We're not a subscriber to the, I think it's the Hague Convention, but the earlier one we are.
Okay, now here's, I understand who Pompeo works for. You understand he works for the president. The president says Iran has been nothing but problems for many years. Let this serve as a warning that if Iran strikes any Americans or American assets, we have targeted 52 Iranian sites representing the 52 American hostages taken by Iran many years ago, some at very high level and important to Iran and the Iranian culture, and those targets and Iran itself will be hit very fast and very hard. The USA wants no more threats.
Important to the Iranians and the Iranian culture. It doesn't say Iranian cultural sites.
Oh, brother. Your argument is as weak as mine on abortion. Okay, are you happy
now?
And
our emailer,
you bested me.
Our emailer, this was the second part to what he said. And by the way, Trump has spent more than 1 out of 5 days of his presidency golfing, which is way more than Obama ever did. And Trump does it at his own courses, allowing his businesses to profit from his presidency. Total corruption. I doubt that he pays a greens fee at his own resorts, don't you? Think that he probably gets the golf there for free.
I don't think that these means that he has to pay a fee to golf there, but the U.S. has to transport him there, and we have to protect him while he's there. If he were in Washington, those expenses presumably are more efficient. That's the higher expense. The bottom line, Joe, I think you missed the point. The fact is that he escalates tensions in the Middle East and then plays golf, but that's his prerogative. You know, for you, it fails the who cares test. For other people, they just see it as more of his laissez-faire attitude about the impact of his actions.
President Eisenhower had a green put in the White House lawn at taxpayer expense so he could walk outside the office and hit golf balls.
Okay.
You know, presidents are allowed to have some time off, aren't they?
Joe, I'm only telling you, interpreting my version of what I think good texter had to say. All right, we're going to take another quickie break. We got more texts and emails to read, which we will do shortly. 1-800-795-9565 is the open line if you'd like to join those individuals currently in queue. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we're talking about the president playing golf and Iran. Let's start out with...
On the golf topic, CNN reports that in the last century, almost all American presidents have golfed during their time in office. Some of the most avid golfers, who are the most avid? Woodrow Wilson and Dwight Eisenhower. Wilson played an estimated 1,200 rounds, Eisenhower 800 rounds, respectively, during their time in office. Other presidential golfers of note, MSN names Ronald Reagan, Gerald Ford, Richard Nixon, Lyndon Johnson, and John F. Kennedy. Hmm. So Republicans and Democratic presidents have played golf. It's no big deal. And they have all, to some degree or another, faced criticism over it.
Well, and I think the president gets in line for criticism because he plays at his own resort. Yes, he doesn't have to pay greens fees, but we have to pay to put up the service.
We had to pay for all these other presidents who played golf.
So therefore, those expenses are from the U.S. to Trump's pockets. So
and
that's,
we paid for all the
that.
Other golf matches that presidents played. We had to pay for their security.
And greens fees.
They are entitled.
We
to
be glad we're saving green
space. We are saving green space, yes.
Well, pluses.
And we don't have to pay for the cart rental either.
My argument is typically when he's golfing, he doesn't have his phone in hand and he's not tweeting, and that's good for the nation. So, okay. All right, upper right-hand corner.
All right, only one question. Are you okay that Barack Obama or that Osama bin Laden is gone? Let's be satisfied that this murderer is gone also. One not associated with a real army, the other associated with an army, but both are terrorists. We are now in a new battle. No one will declare war, but guess what common sense tells you? We're at war with all terrorists.
All right, I am perfectly okay with the fact that Osama bin Laden is gone. He aimed a gun at U.S. soldiers when he was going to be taken into custody, and as a result, they fired back. Mr. Soleimani did not do that. Now, this is not to say that he hasn't already unleashed untold menacing deaths on many people in the Middle East and in the U.S., but the fact of the matter is this is not, the president is wrong, this is not the end of the escalation, it's just another step.
What's funny is that, you know, when the president disregarded the intelligence community before, the left was up in arms. Oh, he's not paying attention to our intelligence community.
So you can't win.
Now he pays attention to them. Oh, well, this is terrible. He's paying attention to the intelligence community.
Excellent point. Well, and George W. Bush had an opportunity, or maybe it was George H.W. had an opportunity to take him out and didn't do so because, you know, he felt there was a better way to go. Read these. Do you
need
the
timestamps on them?
One of our texters
says, good morning. I would like to remind the right that former President Obama has not been in office for over 3 years. Therefore, they should not cry Obama did or didn't do this or that every time the left calls out Trump for his 15,000 lies. Thanks. Okay. You personally counted them up? All right. Trump said he has 52 Iranian targets picked if they don't stand down. Nothing about cultural sites. And then another texter says, I assume the House would send the impeachment papers over to Congress on the first day back from recess. Oh, well, then when he said the day he attacked somebody on the day of that. So he was assuming that Nancy Pelosi would send those articles over, okay. But she hasn't. Wow. It's amazing how the Democrats defend the terrorist Iran regime.
All right. And then what do you want to do with Gary? Nothing?
Well, he's a he's chess player. I don't know. What's relevant?
Why, he's a politician or some sort of a columnist or something.
Well, pertaining to the killing of Iranian General Soleimani, two tweets from Garry Kasparov. Says deterrence is based on standing up against small aggressions in order to prevent big ones, when the price will be much higher. Many years of success led Iran and Soleimani to feel invincible, to attack a U.S. embassy when, of course, a U.S. president had to respond. This is how appeasement kills. This is why inaction can be a deadly choice. It raises the stakes, postpones the inevitable, and encourages aggressors to assume they can act with impunity until the eventual response is massive and destabilizing. Well, he makes an excellent point. Sure, Cindy will disagree, but I think Mr. Kasparov has hit the nail on the
head. Well, nothing Cindy said has been negated by that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We are talking about Iran and violence overseas. Is it an escalation or not? Dan, what's your view on this?
Well, that I believe that Trump did the right thing by getting rid of a butcher that did kill American life, and that's the key issue. He did kill American life, and that's why Trump did what he did. But earlier you were talking about life, innocent life, and the reason abortion is wrong is because God's the giver of life. He gave us life in the first place, and all we do as humans, we keep life going, and God never gave us permission to destroy innocent life. And that's the reason that the gentleman was calling in, and that's the reason that a lot of us oppose abortion, is because we recognize the life giver, the only life giver, is the Almighty God. So that's why we oppose abortion.
Okay.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for calling in, Dan. Paul, you're on the mark. You're next up.
Well, I hate to disagree with this, but if God created man, what is man's purpose other than to be the caretaker of the earth? But instead of taking care of the earth, he finds ways in order to destroy it. And once he ate from the tree of knowledge, he became one of them.
One of whom?
The gods.
Oh, okay. So we're all gods.
That's right. We decide what is good, what is bad, what is evil. And that is an individual's thoughts because he is a god.
He got you on that one, Joe. Well, he's run rings around you logically.
I didn't personally nibble at the tree of knowledge.
But you're suffering.
And there are many times Mark thinks I've actually avoided it rather assiduously.
What? Okay. All right, noted. Thank you so much, Paul. 1-800-795-9565. Back to the texts.
One of our texters says, come on, Mark, just because the Iranian target wasn't shooting back, he shouldn't have been taken out. The guy was a terrorist and directing terrorist acts against the U.S. and other countries. He very much deserved to be ended. And I agree. I think he did.
You're right. If you have an opportunity. But of course, an abortion is a terrible thing. You should never do it. But if you see somebody who's...
No, but you're missing the point. I think Dan talked about innocent... The difference between innocent life and not-so-innocent life.
Right.
A baby didn't commit any murders. A baby didn't... an unborn child didn't commit any murders, didn't cause anybody any harm.
Right. So nobody should
decide. But
Mr.
Soleimani...
So you're saying nobody should decide who takes a life. That should be God. And only God decides who takes a life, right?
Well, unless they're terrorists. We're going to take terrorist lives.
So then...
You know any infants...
Damn God.
You know any infants who are terrorists? How many infants do you know who are terrorists? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, but and the death penalty too. That's why. Oh, well, God, stand down, God. You're not needed for this one. We're gonna. This guy burgled somebody or killed somebody, so we gotta give him the injection.
What do you do? I mean, you're a lay minister. What do you do with inherent evil? Do you ignore it? Do you think it'll go away, or do you take positive action to end it? Out of curiosity. What do the Lutherans believe?
Well, if the laws of this world require the death penalty for this individual, then that's okay. But I don't favor the death penalty. I don't favor killing. I don't favor escalating violence. I'm not a warmonger like you, and you're good.
I am hardly a warmonger.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. But it's okay to take out warriors who we oppose.
Well, we opposed Osama bin Laden. He did great harm to the American people. So my question is, you say you support that. But, you know, what is it with you? A matter of degree? You
because
say you support taking out Obama.
Well, he was going to shoot it. I don't think he got a chance.
So our intelligence community says, this guy over here is a terrible threat. He's planning now to do an attack that would kill thousands of Americans.
I suppose if I'm going to
Wait till he does it?
If I'm supposed to use your rules, then maybe there's some way to take him into custody or to arrest him so that he can stand
trial. Oh, yeah, that would be good. You're under arrest, sir.
Well, I'm not saying that he wouldn't try to shoot back. I mean, the guy's a...
And then what do we do?
Warrior.
Just say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't want to get in the way of your bullets. We apologize for trying to take you into custody.
Are you okay over there?
No, I just... you're not making any sense.
You're busting a smile. Yes, nonviolence is a terrible way. What would Jesus do? Oh, he would take out the terrorist for sure.
He think he would. Yeah. I think he would find some way to end the terrorism.
Is showing. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
Did not God drown all the Egyptian soldiers who were chasing Moses?
Yeah, God's pretty violent. I'm not really saying that God doesn't violently.
Well, you know who his son is, don't you? You think the apple fell far from the tree?
We know this to be true.
You think the apple fell far from the tree?
You can't convince me of other than that. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We got one call coming in, one waiting. Dick, you're on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in. We are talking about Iran. Was it a justified airstrike or not?
Well, I'm going to bypass back to abortion. I don't usually even talk about abortion because I'm not a proponent one way or the other. But a point I wanted to make is you don't have to look very hard in our area with just a few television stations in a small area where almost weekly or a couple times a month or so, some mother or father, usually a mother, or father kill their kids. And I guess my point being, there's a lot of parents out there that should never have kids. So I guess the other side of the coin is, if there's never be any abortion, we'll just have a lot more people killing their kids because they can't deal with them now. There's a lot of disposal, and almost weekly or monthly. You know, as I say, it's just Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Shamokin. It's all over Harrisburg. In the last month, I think there's been at least three or four just in this area.
Well, and I have absolutely no empirical facts to back this up, but I bet abortion is the most commonly used method of population control and birth control by people globally. Again, I don't have anything to back it up, but you know, look at how other countries use abortion. So, I'm not saying it's right; should be rare and legal. But
my only point, there's a lot of people out there, mothers out there especially, that just can't raise kids on their own. They're stuck with these kids, and that's my term, stuck with them in a sense, because they didn't want them in the first place. Then they have them, and then eventually what happens is poor 1-2-year-old, 6-month-old ends up dead. And that to me is, I never hear any of these abortion opponents ever even mention these kids. Right. And there's a lot of them.
All right, we got
you. And that's heartbreaking in a sense.
Right, so... Yeah. Well, a person who's staunchly pro-life would say the woman should be forced to take the child to term and then give it up for adoption or given some significant and appropriate parenting help, and you know, maybe even have a caseworker assigned to them so that they're like a homekeeper type situation. We know that individuals use abortion as a form of birth control. All right, thank you so much, Dick. Thanks for calling in. 1-800-795-9565. We'll take a quickie break. We've got a caller waiting to get his minute of fame. He'll get to enjoy that shortly. You are listening to WDKOK's On the Mark.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, we're wrapping up. Got a couple of callers who are waiting. 1-800-795-9565. Texts Joe up at the top first.
One of our texters says, Mark, you said abortion should be rare and legal.
good luck, buddy.
Good luck.
It's down at the bottom now.
All right. Mark, you said abortion should be rare and legal. If it should be legal, why should it be rare?
And if it should be legal, why should it be rare?
Right.
Well, that's just my personal interest.
Then one of our other texters,
that's President Clinton's quote.
President Clinton said abortion should be safe, legal, and rare, and
gotcha.
I agree with that.
All right.
Gee, people have ways to prevent pregnancy. They have many choices, yet they choose not to exercise those choices. Then they choose to kill the baby, the innocent one, produced by their poor choice. Makes perfect sense to me. Not. The parents that kill their kids after born have a special place in hell reserved for them.
Okay, and I think this would be going...
All right. Next texter says, I said if you have sex, you can get pregnant. It's my right to have an abortion, not a child wanted at this time. Yes, can you give it to someone? But who would want to?
All right, and then the bottom two.
Finally says, hello, I want to remind everyone when you have sex, you, a woman, can get pregnant. So if you have sex with someone and get pregnant, it's my right to do what I want, not yours or God's.
All right, Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Why Paul asked the question, why is man put here by God when he failed? Well, the chief reason man was put on earth was to worship God, himself. Being a free will agent, we make the choice. So the main reason man's put here is to worship the Almighty in this life and in the life to come.
Okay.
Right, but that's your belief, but you can't impose your belief on other people.
Because they have the free will to reject, but rejection is going to be a sorry state for the people that reject it. Yeah, they have the right. God demands a free will worshiper. You're right, Mark.
All right, we got it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dan. Thanks for checking in. Lance, thanks for calling back. You're on the mark.
Okay, well, you know, there's no real excuse for abusing a baby because you don't have to have it. I mean, all you need to do is call one of those pro-life nutcases and say, about tomorrow morning, it looks like I'm going to have this kid. And, well,
they'll take
find a home. I know. And don't forget now, at one time it was
what's
illegal.
A pro-life nutcase, as you described it? Just out of curiosity, a pro-life nutcase.
Lance.
Well, this is what I'm called all the time, so I figure I must be that.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
he's
as
looking
now.
In the mirror.
And
you're being self-deprecating. Okay, I got you.
No, not really. I think it's a compliment.
It's an okay term, right. Lawrence is a liberal nutcase.
Okay, something to remember now. At one time, it was legal to own another human being, and at one time, it was legal to shoot a Mormon on sight. So, you know, we have things that are legal that shouldn't have been, and we find out later it was wrong. Okay?
Uh-huh. So that's the same thing. All right. Thank you so much, Lance. Appreciate the call. Well, laws change. There's no argument about that. Well, look at what Roe v. Wade, you know, I don't know if you had said before that it's stated law now. It's accepted.
Settled law,
right. But I think if the court continues to go the other way, then I think it'll get unsettled.
Well, it could, I guess, if they brought up the right case, the right set of circumstances, could charge them, cause them to modify it. But I don't think we'll ever go back to the days where abortion is entirely prohibited. I don't see how we can. From the standpoint, I don't believe a woman should have to have a child that is the product of rape or incest. I don't. I don't see how you can say that the woman should have to go through that. It has to be traumatic enough for her to begin with. On the other hand, I agree with you completely. It should never be used for birth control or to genetically select certain traits in a child. You know, oh, I wanted a blonde-haired boy. Looks like this one's hair is brown. Out of there.
Or to screen out a child who has Downs or something like that.
Well, if the child has no chance for a viable life, I think the parents should have a right to make that decision.
That doesn't qualify for Downs kids. We know a lot of them.
Downs kids would certainly be an exception to that rule. But I'm talking about really profoundly disabled children coming into the world.
Pretty soon we're going to have tests that will tell you if your child's going to have some behavioral anomaly.
Well, that wouldn't qualify, I wouldn't think. Just because you might raise a brat doesn't mean you should kill it.
A brat? Is that what kids with behavioral issues are?
Well, I don't. That's what they used to call them. Is that now politically incorrect? We can't refer to a child with behavioral problems as a brat?
I think of a brat as...
My
sister.
Your sister is a brat.
Yes, she still is at age 63. She picks on me every chance she can.
So she's a brat. Now, would you abort her? If you could go back and abort your sister, would you do it?
Moving on.
No, I'm just trying to find out where you're drawing the line here, pal.
No, she always had nicer stuff than me, so I could borrow it. She still has nicer headphones than I have.
Does she really?
And I have three sisters, so I got, and actually four. We adopted an extra, so...
Okay. And they're all brats?
No.
Just your older sister?
Just the middle one.
The middle one, okay. Well, you know what they say about middle children?
Mm. What do they say?
They're the worst.
Oh, okay. Well.
I got to be careful with that. My wife's a middle child.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
all right.
She worked out for you.
She did.
What's up with you?
Tomorrow we'll have to continue this discussion.
Right. Please send us an email if you have a conversation starter to get us going tomorrow. 1-800-795-9565.
And we might talk about the United Methodist issue tomorrow.
You'll be able to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Yeah, we'll talk about the United Methodists splitting in a unique way. Not like the Lutherans, but they have their own way. We'll talk about that. This is WKOK Sunbury.